Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show, and it's brought to you by KeyBank. Final road trip of the season, and, of course, it's a white-knuckle time here because every game is so critical here. Way everything is still fairly tightly bunched in the American League wildcard. I'm pretty sure I know some of the answers, but you know me. I'm dumb enough I'm going to keep asking them anyway. Have you even looked at what you think it might take win-wise to get in?
No, Hammy, and the reason, it's not because I don't care, because obviously we do a lot. I just think that you start expending energy on those types of things, and you miss out on what you need to do. So because we're obviously excited about this next, you know, handful of games, we've tried to maybe do things that we can control. You know, we talked to Trevor today at length about some of the pitching things. We're trying to find ways to make us better, because if we do that, the math will take care of itself. And regardless of how many times we added, subtracted, look at it, that's not going to change. I mean, it just, you know, we need to play and we need to win, and then the math will take care of itself.
Is it better that way, even for your own sanity, rather than sit there and go, man, I think we better go 12-2?
I just don't know that that helps. I mean, if I thought it would help, I'd do it. But I think when you start doing things like that, you miss what's right in front of you. I get nervous when I hear people say, we got to win 6-7 in a row. Well, the best way to do that is to win tonight. If you do that enough, people all of a sudden are saying, wow, you put together a good streak, as opposed to talking about it, because then that's when you don't pay attention to detail, and that's a big deal in what we're doing.
I guess it's good news, bad news, especially when you're in the position where you need some help with teams up in front of you. But the bad news is you really have a tough schedule, because you have Minnesota 7 more times and you still have Kansas City 3 and even Boston for 3. They've got young kids who are having a ball and playing well. The good news is you get Minnesota 7 more times.
And that's right. You know what? We know if we beat them, they're going to lose. So, again, from where we are in the standings, being able to face teams that are ahead of us is probably a good thing. One, to your point, they're hard to beat because they're good. But if we want to get where we're going, we're going to have to win anyway. So playing the team that's directly in front of you is probably advantageous. Like I said, it doesn't mean we're going to beat them. But if we do, it's pretty cut and dried what happens.
Isn't it amazing to think back? I'm sure 26, 27 years ago, you're at County Stadium in the dugout with Robin Yount and Paul Molitor, and I bet you weren't thinking, you know what, someday Molly and I will be duking it out for a wild card playoff spot.
Well, I guarantee he wasn't. but, you know, it's funny because spending so much time in this game, I always looked at him and wondered when he would do this. Because, in fact, I reached out to him 1 year to possibly be a coach when I was in Boston. Because the way he played the game, the way he saw the game, it looked to me like it would certainly transfer into doing the coaching if he wanted to. A lot of times guys that make that much money, they're not sure they want to stay in it that much. And to be, you got to be an all-in. And for me, when he got in, I was glad, because somebody that sees the game that well, I think the game's better off when they're in it.
Isn't it something, too, when you look at these two teams right now, there are some similarities, but there are some big differences. They may have some of the best young everyday players that the game is going to have here for a while, and yet I don't know that any team in baseball has better young starting pitching than your ball club.
That's a good point. And, you know, for them, I'm sure they must be excited by the fact that they have gone to the well so often this year. They brought some kids right out of Double A, and they've come up and in some cases more than held their own. So that obviously makes their future a lot brighter. Anytime you can have a portion of your team that you've developed, then you can spend money on other guys, but it works, and they've done a really good job because they have a number of kids. And some of them have come up and struggled a little bit, but they're still coming, and they have a lot of them.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona. That's the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned. It's the Tribe and the Twins coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.